Welcome to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and with the ringing of that school bell, go grab your school book, which in this school is your Bible, and pull up a chair and turn up the radio and become a student in this school, and you will learn much. We're looking at Sunday school lessons that were written many years ago by E.A. Elam. In fact, we're looking at a lesson right now. It was written for the Sunday schools of June the 6th, 1926. If you've ever wondered what it was your grandparents studied when they went to Bible school, or your great-grandparents, well, here we have it. And we're looking at a lesson, and going to complete a lesson today, about that time when Jacob returned to his brother Esau and found that Esau had forgiven him. And we'll do the conclusion of that. And then turn our page and see what lesson comes next. Now, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, to complete this Sunday school lesson, I'm going to read to you the last of the text found in Genesis chapter 33, verses 8 through 11. And this is Esau speaking in verse 8, where it says, "And he said," this is referring to Esau, "What meanest thou by all this company which I meet?" And he said, now that's Jacob, "To find favor in thy sight, my lord." And Esau said, "I have enough, my brother. Let that which thou hast be thine." And Jacob said, "Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found favor in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand, for as much as I have seen thy face as one seeth the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my gift that is brought unto thee, because God hath dwelt graciously with me, and because I have enough." And he urged him, and so he took it. Here's what Elam said in his notes. Esau then asked the meaning of the company of animals he met, in which Jacob had sent for a present, and Jacob replied, "To find favor in thy sight, my lord." Esau declined the present, giving the reason that he had enough, but Jacob urged him, and he accepted it. As Jacob said, for Esau to accept the present was to show that Jacob had found favor in his sight, and that he was pleased with Jacob. Jacob had wronged and displeased Esau, and now that he could see Esau's face, as one seeth the face of God, without harm, was a cause of great joy. Now that ends the Sunday school lesson, but right at the end there's a couple of pieces taken from some poems that men have written. This one by George Matheson. "Thou hast been with me in the dark and cold, and all the night I thought I was alone. The chariots of thy glory round me rolled, on me attending, yet by me unknown. The darkness of thy night has been thy day. My stony pillow was thy ladder's rest, and all thine angels watched my couch of clay to bless my soul. Unconscious, it was blessed." And then here's one by Charles Wesley. "Come, O thou traveler unknown, who still I hold but cannot see. My company before is gone, and I am left alone with thee. With thee all night I mean to stay, and wrestle till the break of day." With that, I turn the little page, and the page in my little Sunday school book, and here's a Sunday school lesson for June 13th, 1926, and this now is about Joseph. The title of the lesson is Joseph's Fidelity. And E.A. Elam suggests that to prepare ourselves for this lesson, we begin by reading Genesis 39, verses 1 through 33. Well, at least the printing here says Genesis 39, 1 through 33. However, Genesis 39 has 23 verses, so this is going to be Genesis 39, verses 1 through 33. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hand of the Ishmaelites that had brought him down thither. And Jehovah was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that Jehovah was with him, and that Jehovah made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found favor in his sight, and he ministered unto him. And he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass, from the time that he made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that Jehovah blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of Jehovah was upon all that he had, in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught that was with him, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was comely and well favored. Genesis 39:7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused, and he said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master know not what it is with me in the house, and he put all that he hath into his hand. He is not greater in this house than I. Is he not greater in this house than I? Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie with her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that he went to the house to do his work, and there was none of the men in the house there within. And she called him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, "See, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us, and he came into me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment by me and fled and got him out." And she laid up his garment by her until his master came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, "The Hebrew servant who thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment by me and fled out." Genesis 39:19. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, that she spake unto him, saying, "After this manner did thy servant to me," that his wrath was kindled, and Joseph's master took him and put him in the prison, the palace, where the place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But Jehovah was with Joseph, and showed kindness unto him, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because Jehovah was with him. And that which he did, Jehovah made it to prosper. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Proverbs 22 and verse 29. "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." The devotional reading is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 through 18. And I'm turning there now. You may want to turn in your Bible. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 through 18. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the paths of uprightness. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and if thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, and let her not go. For her, she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and walk not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass on. For they sleep not, except they do evil. And their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is as the dawning light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The geographical notes for this Sunday school lesson. We begin with Egypt. The history of Egypt is the most interesting for many reasons, one of which is its connection with the history of God's people. Although Asia was the cradle of the human race, the cradle of civilization was in the Nile Valley, which, from the Sea of Elephantine in the Nile, northward to the Mediterranean Sea, a distance of 526 miles, was the seat of ancient Egypt, the mother of the arts and of the sciences. In Egypt, we first find a civil government and political institutions established. And although Egypt may not be the oldest nation, Egyptian history is the oldest history. The monuments, records, and literature of Egypt are far more ancient than those of Chaldea and India, the next oldest nations, while the progress of other nations from ignorance and rudeness to arts and civilization may be easily traced. Egypt appears in the earliest twilight of history, a great, powerful, and highly civilized nation. And her gigantic architectural works are the most wonderful as well as the most ancient in the world, showing a skill in the quarrying, transporting, carving, and joining of stones which modern architects may admire, but are unable to surpass. The most influential caste in Egypt were the priests. They were the power behind the throne. Next to them was the military caste. It was beneficial to Joseph and the children of Israel to come in contact with the civilization of Egypt, its culture, its arts, and its sciences. Now, under helps and hints for the teacher, we're to note the important events which occurred in the life of Jacob since he is meeting with Esau to this story of fidelity of Joseph, his son. The events at Shechem, and the appearance of God to him at Bethel, the birth of Benjamin, the death of Rachel at Bethlehem, and his return to his father at Hebron, and the death and burial of his father. We do not know how long Jacob remained at these different places. But now we come to the story of Joseph. It is a most beautiful and pathetic one. Interesting and instructive alike both to old and young. Who can read it without tears? In giving it, some things not in this lesson are anticipated. It is most valuable in that it shows us how God's providence rules over all, even the envy and wickedness of people, famine and plenty for the good of those who serve Him, the envy and wickedness of his brethren, and the apparent misfortunes of Joseph were stepping stones to his goodness and his greatness. Now we'll go back into the story of Joseph when we return in our next class.